You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Changing the Conversation with your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins, and I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. And today we are going to have yet another amazing show. We came back on the air last week, and we had just a overwhelmingly amazing show. We talked to senior citizens. We talked to just so many different people. So we're going to do it again this week. But before we go live, before we bring on your host, Joseph Collins, we ask you to tweet the show, Facebook the show, send out the show, because this show, I promise you, is going to be a show you want to tell your friends about. So if you want to listen live to the show, or if you want to call in and you have a question or a comment for our CEO, Joseph Collins, give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. What are we going to talk about today? So since we have so much going on and we won't be able to get everything in, we're going to just go ahead and introduce our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, because I know he has some amazing announcements. How are you this morning, Mr. Collins? Mr. Collins, are you with us, Mr. Collins? All righty then. I guess he'll pipe in or tune in eventually. Maybe we've lost him. I'm not sure. Maybe his phone is on mute. But we do have Mr. Collins on the line. So until we have Mr. Collins, I just want to let you know who we're speaking to today. We are speaking to some legends. Legends, legends. Legends are people who didn't just start out today, people who aren't just trying to make it in their career, but people who have started it all. So today we are talking to hip-hop royalty, iconic legends, the first female MC, Sha-Rock, an icon, Busy Bee. So I want everyone, we're going to stop and take a commercial break, but I want you to tweet, post, Facebook this show, and we will be right back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Mr. Collins?
I am here.
Do you Nabuki, though?
You know I'm Nabuki, girl.
I know you Nabuki.
I'm the greatest Nabuki of all time.
You're always the greatest of all time, the greatest in media, the greatest in media, and Nabuki.
Well, I certainly was the greatest this weekend. We really turned out the place. They gave me a Lifetime Achievement Award, which I thought was really grand. For Love of Senior Day, and I thought it was pretty awesome to be a part of that, and pretty awesome to see what they're doing and to see all of the seniors that came out. And let me tell you something, Sharifa, I love seniors, especially seniors. was a great Saturday. I appreciate everybody for coming out. It was awesome. We interviewed a lot of people, and it was pretty cool. And so I was very happy about Love a Senior Day.
Aside from you getting your award, what was one of your favorite aspects? What did you like?
Well, I'll tell you what I really like out of everything. What I really like is the fact that I got to introduce my son as a presidential candidate for the for President of the United States of America, and I thought that that was pretty cool. I enjoy doing that, and my son did a speech, which I thought was pretty cool. And it's always great when you can see your kids do great things. It's just totally awesome, and I love my kids so much, and they're just really the most awesome people on the planet next to their dad. And their mom might have had a little something to do with that, but we're just going to keep it to me. Let's get back
just
to
me. Just a little something.
Yeah, they might have a little something to do with it. You know, that whole 9-month thing, they had a little something to do with it. So,
that was just her.
But anyway, I enjoyed myself. And what did you think about it? I thought it was an amazing show.
No, I definitely thought it was an amazing show, but what I saw was that Punch TV Studios and Joseph Collins made the show. It was a Punch TV Studios event, I can tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, it was an awesome event. And I wouldn't say it was a Punch TV Studios event, but we certainly did our thing.
So we have an exciting show today. We're talking to legends today, Mr. Collins.
I heard that. I heard that we have Busy Bee, and which I'm really excited about that. Actually, I've always been a fan, so I've heard we have that, and I'm pretty cool about that.
Mm-hmm. MC Sha-Rock.
And who else do we have? We have one of the greatest female hip hop personalities of all time on the show, and I'm like, wow, how'd we do that? So it's pretty cool. We are getting ready to launch our IPO 2.0, and so we want everyone to be involved in there and become a stockholder and a part owner of our amazing media company. We want everyone to do that. I just think it's just an awesome thing to do. We are the only urban media company in America doing an IPO, so it's absolutely awesome in every aspect of the word awesome. We want everyone to be a part of it. Visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Become a part owner. Become a stockholder. We're getting ready for our 2018 first annual stockholders meeting, which is going to be May. Which is going to be in May of 2018, May 11th and 12th. And it's going to be awesome. So we can take us to our first guest. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to break, but I want everybody to tweet the show and tell them we have legends on the line.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
We are back from this commercial break. I'm so excited about this show, Mr. Collins. What do you think?
I'm excited about every show. And it's always great when you have legendary people on your show. It's just marvelous. It's just absolutely wonderful.
Okay, so let's bring out our first guest. The first guest we have today is Sharon Green, better known by her stage name, Chi-Rock, is a rapper from Wilmington, North Carolina. Yes, and she became one of the earliest female MCs on Wax. I mean, she has been so many different awards. She was part of rapping and rocking the house. So let's just introduce Miss MC Chi-Rock. Are you with us this morning?
I'm with y'all. Hi to everybody that's out there listening on Punch TV Radio. Okay, let me explain to you, like what you say. I need to explain to people how the Wilmington, North Carolina thing came out. Yes, you're right. I am the first female MC of hip hop culture. I started back in 1976 as a B-girl in the Bronx. Although I was born in Wilmington, North Carolina, at 8 years old, my parents migrated to New York City. And from there in the Bronx, you know, coming up in my teenager days, you know, when I was 16 years old, I became a B-girl first, and that's what we did back in the Bronx. You know, most of us that were MCs were either break dancers or DJs or, you know, whatever. So my start happened in New York City in the Bronx in 1976.
Well, my start happened in 1976, too. That was just when I was born, but I just threw that in there.
Oh, okay. All right. And so in 1977, you know, in 1977, from a B-girl, and for your audience that don't really know what a B-girl is, some of you may know and some of you may not know, a B-girl was a breakdancer, you know. You know, whenever they would put on the breakbeats, you know, most of the MCs or DJs that later on transform to whatever art, you know, that they do now, well, some of them were B-girls and B-boys before they became MCs or DJs. And so I started off in 1976 as a B-girl. In 1977, I made history by becoming the first female MC of an all-male group, the first female MC of hip-hop culture. So don't, regardless of what anybody tell you, you know, I'm the female. That not only was I the first female MC of hip-hop culture, but I am also one of the first MCs that helped build this culture that was there on the front line when the culture first started. So my contributions to hip-hop is not just being the first female MC, but also an MC that was there from the inception that helped start, you know, build this culture into what some of you may know as the hip-hop culture today.
What are we doing today? I think this is absolutely awesome. You know, I'm so happy to have you in there. A lot of people try to take credit for other people's work, but I'm glad you're standing up and making it clear on who you are. What do you think about that, Susan?
Well, Mr. Collins, you know, I have to, you know, it's not that I'm just saying that that's who I am. You know, when you talk about the Smithsonian Institute, the African-American, you know, studies on African-American studies in the Smithsonian Institute, and also Cornell University, not only do I say it, but I also can prove it. You know, I have flyers, I have artifacts, I have video footage. You know, I have anything that you can even think of to say this person is the first, as opposed to any other female, you know, and really like MC out there. You know, I come from the Funky 4+1. You know, I'm original member of an all male. Original member of the first female of an all male group, which was the original Funky Four. You know, now with the Funky Four, we transform a lot of things and art fashions, you know, from graffiti on our clothing to having the first female MC, to being the first MCs that will use mic stands, the first MCs that will use echo chambers, you know, to, you know, give us a reverb on our voices. You know, we were the first to have a record deal. And I'm not saying, even though, you know, some of the people that may be familiar with, like, the Sugar Hill Gang coming out in 1979, we are the first authentic hip-hop group, not a group that was put together, but a group that was performing in the streets and the parks of New York City. We were the first authentic group to have a record deal in New York City, let's just say worldwide, because even though you may have in 1979 when you had a lot of different, well, let's just say it was a select handful of different rap records that came out, but we was not a group that was put together. We was a group that was in the streets, that was carrying the crates of records, that was hooking up, you know, electricity to lamp poles. You know, we were a group that, you know, started, you know, the culture. So this is this when I tell you that we were authentic group. We were the first authentic group, hip hop group, to have a record deal out of New York City.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
I mean,
it is. And yeah. Aside from the different proof and all of that, I mean, I have definitely mm-hmm. heard about you. I mean, your history goes back a long way. So, I mean, I definitely
Thank
know
you.
That you are one of the legends in hip hop. You are definitely an
Thank
icon.
You. Thank you, ma'am. And
so, what does that mean to you today? Like, how does that inspire you today? Like
well,
what's your inspiration today? Because not a lot of people are beatboxing today. Now, I want to tell you, I always felt that I was one of the original beatboppers in California. It was just a whole uh-huh. rhythm thing that I was having problems with.
Yes, sir.
If I'd have had the rhythm kind of locked down, I'd have been okay.
You've been okay.
beyond the two-step thing, I was having problems beyond two steps, you know.
You, inspiration, and I'm going to tell you, Mr. Collins, and I'll tell you as well, to know that you are part of something that means so much. For us growing back up in New York City, you know, at a young age, you know, when we were teenagers, you know, 15 and, you know, 14 years old, you know, we never thought about what was going to make history. We never thought about the dollar amount, you know, what can you make out of this, you know. What we did know that hip-hop was going to, the rapping aspect of some of the elements of hip-hop was going to, you know, take us a long way, but never to where you might see it now. So it was never about the money situation for us or us making money. Even if we just got enough, you know, if we was going to parties, enough to buy White Castle, enough to take an OJ, which was, you know, a name brand cab that we used to take, a taxi that we would take from point A to point B, or maybe enough for us to just buy a sheepskin coat or a pair of Lee jeans was enough for us. So we never looked at it from a money aspect. And so now, you know, out of respect to anybody that you may see making money from it today, I'm happy for them, because I say, you know, listen, this is a culture that I helped build. And whether or not, you know, I may not have received the monetary aspects of it, the jewels in my heart is enough for me to say, you know what, I was first. That when my kids, you know, my grandkids go into the Smithsonian Institute or they go to Cornell University and look at their hip-hop icons, they see their grandmother, you know what I'm saying, or my children see me, you know, in being celebrated, you know, in a big, you know, African-American museum. It's like, that's when, to me, I know it's the all don't matter. But when people can come and they can see that you was a part of something that's phenomenal, and whatever you did, you know, now, or whatever you did back then, you can see it, you know, because you can make a record, and you can be on TV, and you can do a whole lot of things, but how did you impact? What did you do to impact the majority of the people, you know, that you're entertaining or whatever. So just to see my grandchildren and my children see those things, you know, in museums or in, you know, colleges, it's like, okay, you know, they finally understand what it's about. It's about preserving the history and the culture of the true essence of hip hop. And once that's done, I'm good.
Do you feel like the industry has taken advantage of you a little bit, you know, because of the money situation? Do you feel that it was fair for you once you guys are making records? And I've had this conversation before, and a lot of people don't feel that way, but do you feel it was fair from your perspective?
Fair, and I'll tell you why. Because we came up in the inception where you had Sugar Hill Records, you had Enjoy Records, which was the two major record labels that was out at the time. So when I came into the game, and one of your artists that's coming on, Busy B, we grew up in the Bronx together, so we ran in the same circles. So I know him very well. That's my brother. However, when we came up, you know, in the deal, our parents didn't know anything about the music business. And for us being children and young teenagers, all we wanted to do was show the world what we were doing in the Bronx. All we wanted to do was rhyme and be like party, you know, show the party girls how we were getting down in the Bronx. So we wasn't familiar with how you know, the record labels, you know, were you know, taking care of their artists or whatever. But the record labels knew exactly how they were going to do us coming up in those labels when you talk about Sugar Hill Records or whatever. So we were like young kids not knowing what's going on, you know, as far as the money making thing. So, yes, we were taken advantage of. It wasn't until probably like about 2011 then, once we were fighting to get off of contracts and all of this and all of that, you know, and you had people like Jay-Z or you may have people, you know, Run DMC knew what we were going through with the Sugar Hill Records, you know, it was like opening up the door so they would know not how to get caught up in what we were what we got caught up in back in with you know, our record label. So it wasn't until 2011 where I took a stand and I filed a class action lawsuit for every person that was under the Sugar Hill Records. And of course we won some. I mean, we won what we wanted, and we're still fighting to this day for our publishing and all of that stuff to be turned over to us. So, you know, yes, you know, we were taken advantage of, but I mean, it's like you learn, you live and you learn. And so from what Will went through, and maybe, you know, some of the older people that came after, the other people that came after us could put, you know, the next person, next MC or the next DJ under their wing and explain to them and show them the ropes of how not to go through that, where you just give up your soul and you give up everything and you have nothing at the end, you know, to show for what you did until you have to fight for it.
So what would you change? I mean, so now you're here, you're looking back at it now. What would you change that would have made it just, okay, this was cool, you know? Although it's cool, but is there any, like, few things that you would change?
You know what? The only thing that I would change, because I think that everything that I went through was a learning experience. But it also made me a stronger woman, and it made me know how to be able to move, how I could say yes to what I don't want to do, or like if someone, you know, I get a lot of calls, you know, to do different records or make different appearances or whatever. You know, I like it that I don't have to do what I don't want to do. If I want to do it, I can do it. I do it at my own pace, you know, and anything that I would change was to know a little bit about the business before I got into it, you know, and I'm quite sure that a lot of the guys, you know, that I was with, we would have wished that we would know a little bit more about the record business, because at that time we were thinking just on the level of, you know, people just seeing and hearing us, you know, outside of New York City or the tri-areas, you know, that, you know, knew or heard of hip-hop culture and heard of rap artists. Or heard of us through just cassette probably would have changed was to just be more knowledgeable about what it is that it took to survive, you know, record labels, you know, at that early age. But everything else is a learning experience. I wouldn't change anything else for that matter.
So what do you think about today, the way the music industry has gone today, where a guy can come out, put out his own music, promote himself if he knows how to promote, and really do, and really go ahead and go platinum, just really on his own.
Right, I like that. I like that, and it goes back to what I'm saying. I like when a person could be able to control their own destiny. Now, whether or not we may think it's good rap music or bad rap music, I just like the fact that, you know, if an artist come out and an artist can put out their own, you know, records and recording and don't have to go to a label and they can do it on their own and sell many units, you know, that's like the ultimate. You know, it's sort of like, you know, what Prince did, you know, when Prince did change the whole game. So the thing is that if you can do that, I mean, that's awesome, because that means that you are in control of your own destiny and no one could dictate how you move around. So I commend any artist that, you know, have the capabilities to do that.
Because, you know, I'm thinking about putting out a record, you know, and I'm thinking about going platinum on my own, just by myself. So, you know, I wanted to get some feedback. Now, I'm not a really good singer, and I really can't rap. I just want to put a record out. What advice did you give to me?
I mean, listen, it's like this, Mr. Collins. There's a market out there for anything.
I want to put a record out about me putting a record out.
But it's crazy, Mr. Collins, because there's a market out there for anything. As an artist, you got to be able to
please
know.
Please do not encourage
you gotta,
me. MC Sharrock. Please stop. He needs to be the CEO. Every time we do a show, he wants to be a comedian. He wants to be a singer.
Listen,
he wants to be an actor. I'm a dream killer. I'm killing his dream right now because he needs to focus on the IPO 2.0.
It's the most craziest thing ever that makes it nowadays. So nothing is untouched. So it's just, Mr. Collins, you just need to know who your market is because there's a market out there for everything. So if you can target the market that you think that would like your music, what you're putting out, come on now, make it happen. Don't never let nobody tell you you can't do it. Target the right person
and
the right market.
She said I can do it. She said I
can
do
it.
You
can
do
it.
Yes, we can.
No, you can't.
You can do it. You can do it,
though. I can write a hit record.
You can write a best-selling record?
I can write a best-selling record. Yes, I can. I can do it.
Like,
well,
I just want to put out a record because I just want to put out a record.
Just I want to put out a record
tonight,
about
will,
me putting out
it
a record.
It will go viral.
And it'll go viral. That's right.
Right.
My records don't even have, like, three phrases. It's going to be, stand out! I'm fucking on fire.
I'm plucking out proud. With a good beat behind it.
Everybody did that
good,
already, but
all
I'm
you need is a good beat and you're good.
Yes. So today, if you are just now tuning in, we have an amazing show. We're killing Mr. Collins' dreams today. So if you're tuning in,
she encouraged me. I believe I can fly.
Do your thing, Mr. Collins. Do your thing. Don't let nobody stop you.
Okay? I dream about it every night and day. I'm going to spread my wings.
And fly away.
You know what
I'm going to do about that? I'm going to ask our next guest, Busy B, and they usually don't bring people on together, but since we all
we should bring them both on together. Bring them both on together.
Busy B, are you with us? What do you think about Mr. Collins being a rapper?
I'm sitting here just going crazy, laughing all the way. Mr. Collins, do your thing. Do your thing, my man. You can do it. You got the perfect name already, too. You got the perfect name right there, too.
Then you got to tell him. You got to tell him who you are.
That's the perfect name.
Yeah, you can do it easy, man. I mean, you already got the perfect name, Mr. Collins.
Mr. Collins.
That's like a
rap
name?
See, my name is
Mr.
Collins. Yes, about to be down.
And
let me tell you why it's going to be a hit record. It's going to be a hit record because I'm going to have Busy B and Shira on my record. That's why it's going to be a hit.
That's right. That's right. You're going to feature me. That's right. Yeah, that's right. You already know. We got the same market.
You don't know, Mr. Busy B is like a crowd pleaser. He's the one who started it.
No, Busy B can rock the house.
Yeah.
How you doing? Welcome to the show. We gotta officially welcome you to the show. We just
welcome
you
thank
into
you.
The conversation.
That's right. It was getting too good.
Thank you. It's all good. I was listening. I was laughing. I was like, this is it right here. This is the authentic show right here.
That's right.
It's the real deal. And Sharrock couldn't have told y'all no better. You know, she couldn't have definitely told y'all no better. But I got a solution for you, Sharrock, and everything is good. I just been rewarded along with my son, B Stinger. We have the hip hop movement now. Right, so a lot of those things will come back to the forefront. A lot of the things that's been missing in our culture of hip hop will be back to the forefront. Your kids or your grandkids will be able to actually really, really see that my grandmother, my great-grandmother was somebody. She wasn't the one to just – she was sitting next to the lady that says she wasn't sitting on the back of the bus. So, yeah, that's my grandma, Sharrock, you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna
make sure – and then the culture of hip-hop, we want everybody to know that it is peace, love, unity, and having fun. But now that the new rap era is out here, and the new commercials and these corporations is using us in a different way that it wasn't exposed early on to us, just like mm-hmm. Sha said. And it's making mm-hmm. a lot of the MCs and a lot of DJs rich, and that's fine. They got families mm-hmm. to feed, see, so and that's what's great. But now with the hip-hop movement, under that umbrella, we have the same people for Sha Rock, myself, DJs, sure. and that's been being missed out of the game. Okay, for instance, me. Everybody said they love me and they love what I do, but they forgot the DJ that introduced me to the game. It wasn't exactly. Grandmaster Flash. It wasn't Afrika Bambaataa. It wasn't Kool Herc. It was Disco mm-hmm. King Mario. He is one of the DJs that they is supposed to be four founders, and he is one of mm-hmm. them. And God bless his soul, wow. because he died early. They forgot all about him. But then how could you forget about him if you love me? Because he right. brought me in the game.
Wow.
So, but the hip-hop wow. movement will be able to wow. tell all of these stories. Excuse me, I hear you, Shara.
Now, but B, you know, that's what we were dealing with even, like, back, you know, growing up, Mr. Collins. The thing is that, you know, everybody's fighting for their place. You know what I'm saying? In the
right.
history. And instead of them telling the truth, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
you can't take nothing away from someone who is documented, who have it. But they don't want to acknowledge that there was people that came before. It had to come before. And so, like what B said, when you talk about, you know, Disco King Mario, he was a DJ that influenced many of us. And B came out of his camp. And so
Disco,
you know,
King Mario
about,
gave Afrika
right.
Bambaataa his system to play on.
There you go.
How do you forget that?
Disco King Mario.
Disco King Mario was the Kool Herc of all systems
right.
until they named
right.
Herc on the West Side.
Right.
I don't get
now,
it.
Now, we learned we had the baddest system in New York City, which we call our system the Sasquatch, which we learned how to build a good system from Disco King Mario. You know, and
all
so
right.
When,
there
right.
it is.
So these are things that people don't know about, you know, like certain people.
They will.
You know,
they
right.
will.
And that's the
we
best
have
the
hip hop movement.
We have. Right.
Yeah, but the problem solved, Sha-Rock. Case over. The government, this of the United States of America, the government gave me the permission to use my logo and slogan along with me and B-Stinger, Ronald Savage, and the hip-hop movement,
right.
and we
exactly.
run it now. So I'm bringing back the DJ conventions where all the DJs across the planet, we have hip-hop took over the world. So there's no place on planet Earth that you can't go where there's not DJing, beatboxing,
exactly.
breakdancing, graffiti, graffiti. Or MCing. There's no place on the planet. I've been around the planet. The only place I haven't been was Russia and Africa, and I'm
right,
pretty sure
right.
they Sambulian over there. So
but,
at the end
you,
of the day.
But you know what? You know what? You know what, Mr. Collins? The thing is, what B's saying is absolutely right because, you know, hip hop culture has touched so many different nationalities, so many different countries. But back in the United States, the only time you really see all the elements being celebrated is underground. You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't know.
Right.
If they we're
gonna bring
it
to the forefront
right
now.
I did not know that. Honestly, I'm in media, and I did not know that. I honestly did not.
Right.
Know that.
I know. See,
right.
and this is
right.
why we need media now with the movement, because the movement gonna bring all that back. We got almost four elements. We got an MC convention mm-hmm. where all the MCs can come. It's not just one MC. So we got MC
right.
convention. We got MCs from the beginning all the way up. We have a convention mm-hmm. so everybody can meet everybody and see everybody. We have the DJ conventions because at the end of the day, everybody know me and Kumo D for the big battle. But at the end of the day, that
sure.
wasn't a battle. That was an MC mm-hmm. convention where all
exactly.
the MCs came from. If you made
exactly.
a record, if you didn't make a record, if you came. So we're bringing that back. The hip hop movement
exactly.
presents the MC convention. Then we have the break dancers and B-boy convention where you got B-boys, B-girls, and break dancers,
B-girl.
And then dance of art, period.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have that
which,
convention
which is,
where you'll just see all your dancers, your break dancers all across the world. I've been to Japan. They b-boying and break dancing so amazing over
all
there.
The time,
they'll shut us down over here in America.
You know why? And Mr. Collins, the thing about that is that, you know, European and overseas, they imitate exactly what the United
right.
States do. But they perfect it.
Right.
They perfect it from
B-boying,
and they perfect
right.
and they respect. That's the whole thing. They respect all elements of hip-hop.
Right. And then they know who we are
rap.
By not even saying
exactly.
anything. They exactly know who we are rather we, I still look good. I still look pretty, so I still look the same. You know what I'm saying? So when they see me, they say, "Oh, that's Billy B."
You
like this,
like,
so it ain't no
like
different.
They know.
I ain't no,
they know.
Yeah,
they know.
I ain't no wino looking guy. Yeah, I ain't no wino looking guy with teeth missing and all out of his mouth and looking all ugly and that. I'm still looking pretty. I'm good. I just wanted to fly. If I was fly then, I'm fly now. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing changed with me.
And you're still not about the crowd. And you're still
That's
not about
right.
the crowd.
I'm on a tour right now. I'm on an autograph tour. It features Ice-T, Big Daddy Kane, Onyx, Mobb D, Love Bug Starsky, DJ Chuck Chillout. I've been doing that 3 years in a row. So, you know, I'm still rocking the building, rocking the house. And, again, I just got awarded along with my partner, Ronald Savage.
Right.
The hip-hop movement. We get ready to start. It's brand new. We're not even 60 days in, but we got all our paperwork in order. We have everything we need. We can move forward and
start putting together
these conventions and letting everybody know from the underground, we're going to rise. The hip hop movie. We're bringing it all.
And that's what it's about.
You know, I
got
to tell you guys, I would love to do a documentary on both of you. I would love to be able to do that. I mean, just, I'd love to make that happen. We have to make it
happen. We're
going to
make it happen. All that is necessary, we're going to make happen. Everything necessary, we're going to make happen. Because we got to let the other people know. I got a thing I'm doing with the youth, if you want to use the youth. And it's called the Busy B Presents Rap's New Generation. So we have bring on the new generation of hip hop because I'm going to start spreading that all across.
Because a lot of things, Tom said, we said, well, you know, what do you think about rap today and this and that and this and that? And my thing is that instead of us like really like condemning, you got to put them under their ring because in order for you to be able to say, you know, that you represent the culture, you know, to a certain extent, you can't just like down them and say, okay, with you doing this, you doing this wrong. You got to like put them under your wing and just show them what the true essence of hip-hop culture means, you know. But nowadays sometimes it's sort of kind of lost because as long as you're making the money, a lot of people don't care about, you know, the elements or the culture or what it's.
But that's what the movement is about. All that's over the
Shy
Rock, believe me.
We want to preserve it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
being preserved right now as we speak. It's getting ready to get even deeper. You will see because, I had to call you. I didn't get a chance to call you and put you on because I was on the road. And so I'm glad you get the chance to talk. But the movement, you can believe me. You can go to hiphopmovement.org. You can go to the website and start seeing what's going on. We're going to have membership. You know, where it's just $20, $20 for the whole year. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to hear what's going on first. You'll be able to get your certificate. You'll get a commemorative T-shirt of the hip-hop movement. And we're just, everything we're going to do, we're going to be starting, like, really at the end of the year all the way to 2018 going on out because we're putting together the advisory board. We got to put together the real people who know what's going on in each culture.
Absolutely.
Again, we got hip-hop. Absolutely. We got the DJs. We got the MCs. We got the break dancers. We got the art and graffiti.
And then we got the all elements of the hip hop, you know, that we're supposed to be celebrating.
Everybody would know what's going on. At the end of the day, I got my 501c3, so I'm looking for some people to help me out, find some buildings. We're going to buy some buildings, have some workshops for the kids, put the kids together. And then when I say kids, and I can't, this is what I want, because a lot of our kids out there getting in trouble with the violence, and then they're using our name for scapegoats to get us out of there and act like hip-hop doing so much bad stuff. So this is the good stuff. Now, I need the parents now, because really, Chi-Rock and Mr. Collins, we can't do nothing with the kids because they're not our kids. Only our kids we can scrawl and talk to. So we're getting trouble talking to them. So I need the aunts, the uncles, and the mothers and dads. Please, y'all, work with me in the hip-hop movement. We can take control of your kids. We'll help you. If you can't control them, we'll help you control them. And then we can get props for it because if we do it, we'll get in trouble. We'll go to jail. And then I think our movement is about violence and all discrepancy. Our movement is about peace, love, unity, and having fun.
Some kids just need a good spanking. I'm just going to tell you. I know.
Well, then let their mama or daddy or uncle do it.
They just need a good spanking. Sometimes you just need to.
But you got to let their mama or daddy.
But sometimes you got to give them something. You got to give them something to work with. And for us with hip-hop culture, you know, for us with hip-hop
culture. But this is all I'm saying. That's why I said I need their mama.
We've been through all the gangs. We've been through the shootouts and the clubs and the stick-up kids and all that stuff. We went through all of that. But we backed off of it because we had hip-hop. We had that culture that sort of kind of, like, lead us in that direction where all we wanted to do was come and hear the music, come and hear the rhymes, come and hear the DJ, and got mad when other people start shooting up the place. you know, until they get to the point where you say, look, we ain't come here for all of this. We just want to, you know, just embrace this culture that we know. So it's not that we were, like, you know, condemned from all the negative that is going on today.
Right.
This was our outlook to get away from all the craziness, you know, and to go back to the point that now it's, like, ridiculous.
And for me,
we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back, and I got a question for you guys. And you could ponder this question during the break. And the question is America ready for the new direction of hip-hop? We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You say what ready?
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
So now we're back after the commercial break. That's right. That's right. I think everybody should Nabuki, honey. Nabuki. So, but now we're back, and I asked a question just before we took the break. First, I want to tell everybody, become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. We're the only African-American-owned company in America doing an IPO, and we're selling stock in our company, and you get to purchase our stock before we begin trading on Wall Street. Which is amazing because as of today, and I think that the economic aspect of this is really interesting, there are about 6 publicly traded companies on Wall Street that are African-American-led and majority-owned, and Punch TV Studios, we own 2 of them. So that's amazing. So there's only 4 of us on Wall Street that are really making any kind of noise. So it's just absolutely amazing. So I want everyone out there, become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. Visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. We're always looking for actors and actors and producers and ideas for new shows. So we tell you, visit our website at Nabuki. That's NABUKIE.com, Nabuki. So we ask these 2 prolific rappers and trendsetters this question about the new direction that rap is taking now in America, with all of the commercialization, with all of where it's really mainstream, where before it was just like you couldn't even get a rapper on MTV. I mean, that's just how bad it was. So, what do you guys feel about the new direction that rap is going in America right now?
For me to answer that question, that's perfect right there. What you just said. You just said enough right there for me to go to all of those same rappers, not even the rappers, because I am happy that these companies can pay some of these rappers so they can go home, feed their families, don't have to go through certain things that I and Shah Rock had to go through.
True.
That's amazing.
True.
So now that's exactly what I'm talking about. So now I need those same companies now that you gave that artist that money. I appreciate it. I love you to death. Now that movement, don't need that same money, but just a little bit of that to help us out with the other people that's around that guy that want to be like that guy, that want to help the culture move on forward with this love that we spreading and this joy that we spreading out through our communities and our neighborhoods. Can you help us with that? That's it right there. You just said
I'm
they paying these guys.
I'm cold.
They paying these guys a lot of money. I love it. Thank you. So now I don't have to pay them because the movement need this money to build these buildings. The movement need these money to give these cookouts for these kids. The movement need these monies to travel. So I can get on to the other side to help the people in Chicago when they have a problem. The movement money has helped me to get to L.A. when they're having a problem, and they're using our word hip-hop to go over there and solve that problem, because sometimes you have a problem with individuals that these white people don't want to talk to. So I can talk to Tom because you can't talk to Tom. Tom want to smack you, but I can go talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, what's going on? Hey, Busy, they trying to treat us right. Okay, Tom, this is what we got to do, and we can still go talk to these people and sit right here. Okay, Biz, I'm going to talk to you. Now we can solve that problem. Tom wouldn't talk to you, but he'll talk to me, and I'll talk to you for Tom. And we can solve this problem without using our culture the wrong way and disrespecting our movement, because we're not about that at all. Peace, love. We have one rule. One. Our one
peace,
rule
love,
is don't hurt nobody.
Unity and having fun.
That's the culture right there, pop movement. That's the culture right there. And our one rule is don't hurt nobody. If you happen to
exactly.
hurt somebody, you got to look that person back
like
and say,
that.
I'm sorry, and apologize
like
and keep
that.
It moving.
True.
Like
and,
that's
that's
our
what
one
it's
rule.
About. That's what it's
you
about.
Can do all
that's
that.
All
spread
about.
Love, get money, and do all of that. Paint your stuff. Do all of that. Get be happy. Just don't hurt nobody. Please.
Right.
That's all.
That's, right.
that's the one rule I got.
Yes. And that's the
and
one
you can
rule
be in
that
the
we've all lived by all of these years. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed
and
to
you
make
can
sure
be in
that
the movement.
Respect the next man. Respect the next
yep.
man. So I'm co-signing. I'm co-signing on what B said.
Yeah, and that's what the movement got. I got the government back. I got the 501c3. I got the paperwork. I got my son. He's rocking with me, B Stinger. I got Shy Rock on board now. I'm going to talk
right.
to all the other MCs and other the guys, the gods of the hip-hop culture, let them know what I've done, what I'm doing. And it fits me because, I I'm from the beginning. I've been doing it since 1977. So at the end of
yeah,
the
that's
day,
a long time.
You
that's
know,
a long time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's three long.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't too long.
Well, what he's basically saying is that just like what I was saying to you earlier, it's like he wasn't just an MC. He's an MC who helped build this culture from the inception. And that's what
right.
matters, you know. That's what matters.
Right. So we're going to have
so
our own building now. You got Splistonians. You have these buildings that are still using our name and still not paying up no homage, still not giving the proper respect where it's due. So now the movement got we have our own building, and we'll have one over there
that's
in
right.
L.A., and we'll have one over in
that's
New
right.
York, and we'll have one over in Chicago. We have the same like Scientology. We have the hip-hop movement. Scientology, move over. Here comes the hip-hop movement.
Absolutely.
We're going to take
absolutely.
Care of our old. Some of our old MCs can't do it no more, but they still did something. So what we can
mm-hmm.
give contributions to them, give them a night to shine and have their families come out and see what their aunt or uncle did in the culture for that movie. They
mm-hmm.
might not still be rocking now, but this is what they did, and we want to show that love, man. I mean, I'm glad I'm the boss. I'm glad I'm one of the bosses in this movement where I can actually say and do what I'm saying, because that's what it's all about. The truth might hurt,
mm-hmm.
but the truth is the truth.
True.
Mm-hmm. Well,
just
I
like the movie Tupac. You know, the movie Tupac out this weekend. It was good. I mean, right now, you say some people, you know, didn't like the movie because they talking about Pac. But if Pac was here and if Pac did that movie, they would all say, oh, that was awesome. That was a great movie. But then that guy
mm-hmm.
who played Pac, if Pac was here to see that, Pac would love that man. That guy,
bought,
he, great, he
yet,
did his
good
acting.
Good.
He did his acting, man, to the T, man. And a lot of things I don't
yeah.
know about Tupac, but from what I heard and what I see with the little videos and stuff, that guy played Tupac
right.
to the max, man. And
that's
I enjoyed
good.
The movie. I want people
that's
to
good.
Enjoy the movie. You know, you got artists like 50 Cent doing negative stuff, but then 50 Cent wasn't even around when Pac was doing what he was doing.
No,
so,
no,
you know,
no,
you
no,
can
no.
say what you want. And then
mm-hmm.
nobody got mad when he made his movie, Die Hard and Living Try, that trick, whatever his movie was,
mm-hmm.
we showed Jim love. I mean, you got
to
give love and respect where
it's due.
If you don't have nothing good
to
say,
you
then
know,
don't
say
nothing,
respect.
Man. You know,
right.
I'm
you
with,
right,
again,
right,
our culture
right,
is about peace, love, unity, and having fun, man.
Gotcha.
If you ain't doing
gotcha.
That, then, I mean, we don't represent that. When you see them flyers with the girls with the bikinis on and all that stuff, that's not what we represent, man. That ain't
mm-hmm.
our stuff, man. You know, we doing the real stuff, man. We having real stuff. I mean, you'll see. The movement is coming. Hip-hop movement. That's hiphopmovement.org. You want to go check us out, go to hiphopmovement.org. See the website. It's still in construction, but you can see what we're doing right now. Most of the stuff, what we represent and what we're going to be doing it across the nation, because it's not just a
okay.
New York thing. This is worldwide.
Right. It's worldwide. That's good.
Well, I think you guys are so awesome, and I just thank you for being on the show today. You guys are just completely awesome. And we want everybody, give everybody the website one more time where they can go and support the hip-hop movement.
Hiphopmovement.org.
hiphopmovement.org. You want to go to hiphopmovement.org.
Yep.
And support.
And I'm the chief rocker, Busy B.
Awesome.
Hip hop's first solo MC. You got the hip hop's first solo MC and the hip hop's first solo MC.
That's right.
All on one line. Y'all got history right there. I got to record that and tape that right there.
I love it.
Before we go, I want to send a shout out to Monique Kirby, which is she's out there in California.
I was
going to
shout Monique
because she put me on today.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
so
Monique is awesome.
I got to get out there to Monique and take her back to.
Yeah, I got to get back.
Yeah.
And I was in Cali too. I was out there, Cali. I didn't get a chance to see her, but I spoke to her. You know, she showed me love on the phone. I told her I was going to take care of this for her. And then I went to Vegas. You know, so I'm on the road. So Monique, you know, you got it, babe.
We send her a shout.
And also to
Cookie Humphrey, me and Busy. You know, that's our girl, Cookie Humphrey.
See, you shout out all our
magazine.
People that I don't, you know. Yeah, you do all that because I be, you know me. I'm on another planet right now.
Cookie Humphrey, she's at Propulsion Magazine, new magazine that's out, that's coming out now, you know. Good looking out, you know. So if anybody got any ads they want to run, you know, with Propulsion Magazine, it's the awesome magazine that's coming out. You know, I think next month sometime. So just look her up.
And then you can look up Cynthia Horner, too. Everybody knows about Cynthia Horner.
Yeah, Cynthia Horner.
Shout out Cynthia Horner. That's my girl.
Look up Pookie.
Look up Bay Bay Niam. And you got to look up Pookie and Bay Bay Niam. You got to look up, you know. Thank you, guys.
Pookie and Ray Ray enough.
But yeah, look up Pookie. Don't forget about Ray Ray. We don't forget Ray Ray.
Right.
If anybody that want to read an autobiography of MC Sha-Rod, y'all can go. Y'all can get it on Amazon. You can get it on audio.
Nice.
You can send it to me. It's called Luminary Icon. So, you know, just look it up on
Amazon.
That's
what's up.
Let's get your book on the bookie. That's what we want to do is get your book
Let's put it on the bookie.
Let's do that. Get it to y'all.
Let's do that, and we'll promote it. We'll help promote it for you and get it out there and help you sell some copies.
Well, thank you. That'd be absolutely awesome. Appreciate it.
Well,
I want to thank everybody for joining us.
Yep.
You're welcome. I want to thank you guys for joining us, and I want to thank our audience for listening in to today's show. This is like a super-duper show. Of course, we have fun every day from 10 to 11 West Coast time, and I am just so excited to be here. I want to tell everybody to buy your stock. Your stock in Punch TV Studios. We are rocking the world. We have to bring financial literacy back to our community. We have to let people know that we can take charge of our own financial destiny. And being a stockholder is one of the steps that you should take to doing that. Our stock is only a dollar a share, and you can become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. I want to thank the Sharifa for doing a marvelous job on today's show. Shout out to Monique. And I think that we have had just a phenomenal show. Sharifa, any last words here?
No, thank you to our guests, MC Sha-Rock and Busy B, for joining us on today's show. Thank you, Mr. Collins, for joining us and for all of our guests. We have a lot of guests today that joined us for the show, so just wanted to take a moment to say thank you and that we'll tune in tomorrow at the same time.
Yes, and right here. So we want to thank you for joining us right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network, changing the conversation. And we'll see you tomorrow on the same Punch TV time at the same Punch TV channel.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit nabookie.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.